with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart.
Can't you just picture it? Julie Andrews running through the Alps right now. Well, here in Ottawa, Ed Gillis also thinks the hills are alive with the sound of music. Well, maybe just one hill, Parliament Hill. He is the playwright behind Question Period, the musical. And Ed Gillis joins me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love the look on your look on your face when we started playing that music. What are they
that was
thinking?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, Question Period, seriously, that inspired you to write, never mind a play, a musical?
Yeah, well, I think that there's a at the same time, a lot of comedy goes on Parliament Hill, and sometimes a lot of lack of comedy as well, so a lack of a sense of humor. So I think it's good to kind of hold a mirror up to Parliament Hill, to some of my colleagues there, and say, hey, this is what we look like to an extent. So
it's sort of a parody, it sounds like you're describing.
It's a bit of a satire, yeah. So it's the story of a member of Parliament from the riding of Forfew, Riverside, Peacetown, Muckluck, Saint-Jean, Hippieville, Yummy Veggieburg. fictional place.
Yeah.
And he's newly elected. He's a little wet under the ears and idealistic. He comes to Ottawa and is kind of shown the ropes by some cast of crazy characters. Then he kind of finds himself confronted with this conflict between the cynical side of Parliament, which is the going after the next scandal or the next media hit, versus the hopeful side of having the opportunity to advance his policy ideas.
Right. And the music, where did that come from?
Mostly from my own mind. Over the last couple years, I have two sons that are aged almost 3 and 1. And over their naps and at 3 o'clock in the morning while I'm rocking them back down to sleep, I'm normally humming whatever song's in my head. And from there come some lyrics.
It's some lyrics. Can you give me just a little sample of a lyric?
I could give you a short bit. Part of the there's a battle rap between the leader of the opposition and the prime minister. And they go back and forth in English, and then of course repeating the same question again in French in rap. But I can give you a sample of the last rebuttal of the prime minister.
Okay.
So this is how it goes. Thank you very much, Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Speaker. My policy is too tight for this mite. My polling numbers are way out of sight. So just sit back and watch me take flight. I'm an Alexander Keith, and he's a Coors Light. I've got a team that's totally hype. He's got pawns. I've got rooks and knights. So if he wants to keep up this fight and to go to the people to see who's right, he can come at me with a confidence motion on any issue, any notion. I'll slap him around like suntan lotion, leave him stranded on an island in the middle of the ocean like Napoleon. Short and defeated. That's how he'll feel when he gets unseated, because when things go from cool to heated, I'm uranium. And he's depleted. I'm a pro, and he's junior league. Just call me Wally, because he is the beef. I got lots more tricks up my sleeve. I'm Mr. Dress-Up, and he's Barney. So one last thing to say, my son, you want to walk with me? Get ready to run, because it will not be all fluff and fun. You mess with me, I'll mess with you, till I'm done.
That's
a bit of a rough.
Is some of it rap and some of it
yeah,
like
a lot
melodic?
Of split the room. Yep, there's some. There's Broadway. There's some grunge in there, some pop, and there's even a classic rock love ballad to the GST and tax in general.
And what do your colleagues think? You're a Hill staffer. You've been on the Hill for how long?
Off and on for about a decade.
Okay, and you work for the various, MPP?
I do now. I was a parliamentary intern years back working with a Liberal MP and a Reform MP, so I've kind of seen the perspective of all parties on the Hill and seen working with the MPs, seeing a lot of really good people, really dedicated, but also seeing the cynical side, as I say.
Yeah. And so what does everyone think of this?
So far, not too much. I've most of my friends from outside of the Hill think that it's really appealing, and those that have seen it, the MP that I work for now said she was crying so hard when she was reading it. So that's good. And so I'm not giving her any favoritism for the auditions coming up, but she's interested.
Now you're looking for cast members.
Yeah,
I
cast
assume.
Members. We're having auditions for the rest of the month. We're going to be in Fringe in June at the University of Ottawa's Alumni Theatre, and we're sharing that venue with Open Bar, the musical, which is a comedy about weddings, and that's a pretty big riot, so we're going to have a lot of fun with that, too.
And when do you plan on staging this?
It's going to be in June during the Fringe
Festival. Or where?
Festival.
I meant where, sorry.
Oh, where? At the Alumni Theatre at the University of Ottawa.
All right.
Yeah.
And then how long would it run for, then?
It's only going to be 3 days.
June
17th, 18th, and 25th. Yeah, exactly, so... I'm pretty new to the whole theater scene. I've just have been doing political satire on a blog and writing songs for friends for their birthdays and things for a long time, and finally decided to do something a little bit bigger. And But learning a lot as we go along from meeting the people in the Ottawa theater community who are amazing people, very willing to help out and teach me the ropes. And
yeah.
So we're going to see how it all turns out.
That sounds like fun.
It's been a blast so far, and just really kind of excited to get it on stage and start playing around with it and kind of see what comes of it.
Yeah. Good luck with it, Ed.
Thank you very much. Do you sing?
I do, but I won't be auditioning.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Question period is not music to my ears, but but if you can find a way to make it music to other people's ears, knock yourself out.
Tried.
I wish you the best. No, I love to sing, but right. No. I have to get up too early in the morning to be doing Flays in the Fringe, but I might come and see it, that's for sure.
I hear you. That'd be great. We'd love to have you.
That's Ed Gillis, Hill Staffer, who's written a musical, Question Period, the musical.